Welcome to The V-Word, using the airwaves to educate and advocate to end sexual and domestic violence. Today, we return with Sarmista, continuing her story of survival.
Then in March, a friend of a friend reached out to me and said they received some emails regarding things I had said, obviously all the bad things that I've ever said, maybe, I don't know. I didn't have the courage to look at those emails. That they were being circulated. I felt very horrible. I felt very bad. But I let it go. I got triggered, obviously. But there's only so much I can do. And all I can do is take care of myself. Then in April, I came to know somebody. Called me a predator. Publicly. And that one I took way more hard than the previous one. I started spiraling again. And it took many back-to-back therapy sessions for me to be okay and be functional. I was in a slump for like 2 months after that. But I'm okay now.
You talked earlier about how a book saved your life.
Yeah, first time it was books, second time it was music.
Yeah. That's really common with survivors to find art or music or books to step into, to help them create boundaries to a world that is filled with abuse. Do you want to talk any more about your love of reading and how that helps you through your childhood?
Yes. Books were my safe place to go to when I was a child. I could shut everything off that was happening around me, and I could just get lost in these worlds that were, these virtual worlds that were created on in pages with words from the minds who had these great imagination. I would just get lost in those, in their imagination. And in the world they probably tried to create, the utopia that they tried to create, I would put myself in their utopia, and where there was justice in the world and things were safe for children. And there were things that people could do and overcome and create their own destiny instead of just being something that happened to them.
You've been listening to part 7 of Sarmita's story. Tune in Friday as she continues her story of healing. V-Word is produced by Carol Olson in the studios of WRIRLP 97.3 FM. To hear the past shows, go to thevword.us. To support independent radio, learn, volunteer, or donate, go to wrir.org.